The Flapover Airport Security Screening may peak tomorrow as some travelers are planning to boycott going through those full-body scanning machines at airports across the nation. But the public outcry over the scanners has one Cambridge scientist shaking his head. 30 years ago, Martin Annis invented the backscatter X-ray technology that's used in the scanners. The company Annis founded, American Science and Technology in Billerica, supplies airports with some of today's machines. This morning, WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has his perspective on the brouhaha over the airport scanners.
Martin Annis is 88 years old, and he's so thin he has to cinch his green corduroys tight just to stay on his waist. There's one thing he has in common with the folks who plan to protest airport security tomorrow. He's not a fan of pat-downs.
I wouldn't want to do that, would you? Have somebody put his hands all over your body?
Annis doesn't understand why anyone would even get to that point. Pat-downs are only for people who decline going through the invention he developed, the full-body scanner.
The pat-down, I mean, it's unbelievably more obnoxious and invasive than these high-tech machines.
Annis first developed the technology known as backscatter X-ray 3 decades ago. The whole idea was to reduce radiation exposure, to show just enough what's on your body rather than have the X-rays penetrate to see inside. But Annis had a clue some people might be weirded out by it.
When I first invented this system, people would say, well, what does a woman look like? Everybody has not good motives in this.
He asked a relative of his to test it, a pretty young woman. He says it made her less attractive.
You don't see the woman's nipple. They look a little bit like Barbie dolls. So, in fact, it's not very sexual.
Anna says the machine's images are not flattering to anyone. You know how the camera puts on 10 pounds? Well, so does the full-body scanner.
Well, you don't look very nice. Even if you think you're in fairly good shape, you look like you're out of shape when the image is taken. Most people don't think they have love handles, but they do.
For years, Martin Annis knew he had a good technology. Annis says you get hundreds of times more radiation just flying on a plane than you do from one of his backscatter X-ray machines.
It's truly ridiculously small.
But the machines weren't catching on. His company sold a few to prisons, secure places like that. It wasn't until 9/11 that airports were finally interested. Annis doesn't want another plane to go down for people to see the need, so the public pushback today disappoints him. He thinks the people organizing tomorrow's airport security opt-out are doing it for the attention, or they don't trust the science. But Martin Annis is old enough to be amused by the whole thing, too.
Now, that guy who got all this publicity, don't touch my junk. it is what it is, isn't it?
Annis has never been scanned by one of the airport machines, but the 88-year-old Cambridge resident will be flying next week, and he's hoping he'll be selected. He'll spend maybe a minute walking through, knowing TSA workers will see the contours of his skinny-legged body, and he'll be more than okay with it. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.